Well, we've heard about the budget, all sorts of things in there for all sorts of people heading out of the pandemic, but a lot of people have been affected because of, well, real estate prices are going through the roof, rental prices are going through the roof, and very sadly, many people, and we've seen the stories in the Herald and on NBN News, people who are going from motel rooms, etc., or sleeping in cars. And it's something that, well, I think when people have the opportunity to do something, it's great that they do. And somebody who has is the member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe, who's on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Richard and Shanna.
It is a real problem, isn't it? But I think a lot of us that, you know, we live in the suburbs and we have our daily lives and we go to work, etc., and we don't realise that a lot of people are really doing it tough at the moment, Tim.
That's right, Richard. I mean, it's really sad times, actually. I mean, I'm getting a lot of contact, most I've ever seen, from homeless people or people that are absolutely desperate. And I've been talking to the local services as well who have the same thing. They haven't seen it in, you know, their whole lives in 30 years, 40 years of working. It's just incredible. I mean, we've got one of the lowest residential rental vacancy rates in the whole state.
Yeah, it really is at crisis point, as you said, Tim, and it really highlights the need that more needs to be done in regards to homelessness. I mean, take that tragic story that just happened the other day, that teenage boy who died after being crushed to death while sleeping in that garbage bin in South Australia.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that says it all. I mean, we've got people coming into my office, and I've never really had so many people coming in. People are desperate. I mean, we've got the perfect storm of factors. We've got the end of JobKeeper, we've got the end of the moratorium on evictions, and we've got this mass exodus from Sydney. Now people realise they don't have to live and work in the big smoke, and they're offering 6 months and 12 months rent up front in some places. And people, you know, they're getting 100 people to putting in applications for rentals as well. It's just insane.
Yeah. We mentioned the other day you've started an appeal. How can we all help, Tim?
Well, I've got an appeal, Richard, of winter woolies. People want to drop in beanies, gloves, socks, blankets, coats into my office. Nice and clean or new would be great. And we'll get them out to the services. Nova for Women, Jenny's Place, Matthew Talbot, homelessness services. I mean, it might seem like a small gesture in the big scheme of things, but these items will really help people without housing and those who have very drafty houses as well.
Without a doubt, every little bit helps.
And Tim, it's great to see, obviously, organisations like Soul Cafe raising funds for the homelessness people in our region with their annual Sleep Out for Soul fundraiser next week.
It is, absolutely. I'm in touch with Soul Cafe quite a lot and go down to their place when they're helping the homeless people, and they do a fantastic job. I'd encourage anyone and everyone to sponsor people, and they're getting up there on the rooftop and help them out.
Yeah, that's happening next weekend. If anybody would like to help that, if you go to the Soul Cafe website, all the details are there. You can either do it yourself or sponsor somebody. They had to cancel. Well, they did a Zoom one last year, which was extremely successful, but you can do it in the flesh this year. So, again, your appeal, you're specifically after clothing, winter clothing?
That's right. Beanies, gloves, socks, blankets, coats. Get them into my office or 114 Hunter Street, and I'm going to get them out to those services and out to the people that really, really need them.
Yeah. And you'll be collecting until the end of the month, is that right?
That's right, Shanna, end of this month. And, you know, a small gesture in the big scheme of things, but we really do need to help people, and people are very desperate. So every little bit counts.
It certainly does. Thanks for having a chat with us this morning. Tim, have a good day.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Richard and Shanna. My pleasure.
Labor's state member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe.